So, hey guys, welcome to the latest episode of the SaaS Sessions podcast. We have Smriti Chopra with us today. Smriti has rich experience in B2B marketing and taking several products to market over the years. She joined at Wingify at an early stage where she built and led the product marketing and demand gen teams for their VWO product. Previously, she was managing APAC partner marketing at HubSpot. And currently, she's working as a product marketer at Zapier. I love Zapier, Smriti, and currently using it for a lot of workflows for the podcast. So totally love it. And, you know, such a pleasure to have you on the show.
Yeah, thanks, Sunil. Thanks for having me. And I love the fact that you're using Zapier. We love our customers, and that's what we work for. So I'm so awesome. Happy already.
Yay. So yeah, so Smriti, today we're going to be talking about, you know, we have been discussing about this topic over email for the past, I think, 2-3 months. And, you know, this is an interesting topic, which is, you know, how to build alignment with different teams and product marketing to make better informed decisions at any SaaS company, right? And why is it interesting in the Indian ecosystem is if you go pick any SaaS company in India and if you pick their product marketing function, each company would have very different product marketing function than the other, right? So before we move on to the topic, I gave a very short intro about you, but would love to know from you about yourself and, you know, how has your journey been into these amazing companies, right? I love all the three companies that you've been a part of. So, and I don't use Wingify, but I use the other two, like I use HubSpot and Zapier for the podcast. But, you know, I love Wingify. I've heard about it a lot and I admire Paras a lot since he posts a lot of tweets and I'm a follower. So, yeah. Yeah, go ahead, Smriti.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think one thing that's been common across all of my journey so far is like, I love all the products that I've worked for and I've actually used all of them. So that's been the best part for me. And to talk a little bit about my journey in SaaS literally started from my first job, which was surprisingly not at Wingify. So out of college, I joined Tally Solutions. I don't know how many, if you've heard about that. They're an accounting software company and they have like a 95% market share in India, in mm-hmm. the accounting software market. And that was sort of my first interaction with SaaS and with software. And I always found the interaction between software and like also the intersection between software and marketing really fascinating. And that's what kept me going. And that's what motivates me so far. So yeah, it's been an interesting journey from Tally being like a very traditional software company to Wingify, which is like the exact opposite of being a very modern SaaS company, and then like moving on to HubSpot and now at Zapier. I feel like a lot of the learnings have been transferable across all of these companies, all of them being software pioneers in their own space. But at the same time, I feel like I learn a new skill and I learn something new each time I work with any of these companies.
That's really great to know, right? And I think what as being a part of any company, right? And, you know, being in any function, what really makes you excel is if you really, really love the product, right? Doesn't matter what kind of role that you're in. If you really love the product, you immediately and automatically would excel in your position. So great. Yeah. Yeah. Moving on to the topic of discussion, right? Like product marketing and how do you align this function with different teams? Before we get on to that, like according to you, since you have worked in product marketing in different companies and, you know, all leaders in, as you mentioned, all of the leading companies in their space, their verticals, what according to you, you know, is product marketing and, you know, what are the responsibilities of this particular function?
Yeah. I think Sunil, you called it out very rightly a few minutes ago that every company in India as well as across the globe has different definitions of product marketing. And I think that stems from the fact of product marketing is like that core group that supports growth. And the reason it's so different in a lot of these companies is because the area that gives us growth is different. Like for a lot of these companies, sales is where we see growth. Go-to-market is where we see growth. For a lot of companies, brand and thought leadership is how they think they want to they will be able to differentiate themselves in mm-hmm. the market. So I feel like that's where the distinguished nature of product marketing in different companies stems from.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll talk a little bit about how at Wingify, like one of my, I sort of struggled with like defining product marketing and at Wingify, like back in 2016, when we were trying to set up what the function means for the company, what goals do we chase, how do we build a team, and things like that. And I think at that time, my initial thinking was that, hey, product marketing lies at this intersection of product management, marketing, and sales. And so the goals really have to align with these three orgs. And that's how we sort of structured the team to begin with. Like we had a sales enablement person who would work very closely with the sales teams. There would be one person who works very closely with product on like user experiments and usage and monetization work. And there would be one person who's like solely responsible for go-to-market and like launching new products, working with mm-hmm. the marketing team. And I think that initial thinking holds today to a very large extent. But I feel like as the industry has grown and as I've personally worked in different roles, I feel like I have a more nuanced approach now on how to think about product marketing, and which is more to say that your goals will align with the teams that you most closely support. So for example, I've seen product marketing focus a lot on brand and thought leadership in an enterprise scenario, because that's where they see how they differentiate in the market. Product marketing teams also chase MRR and product signup goals when they're mm-hmm. more closely attached to the go-to-market teams. They chase MAUs and like activation rates for when they're more closely attached to product teams. There are bigger PMM teams you'll see where it includes all of these and things like competitor intel, customer and market insights, sales enablement. And that's sort of like a reflection of a mature PMM organization. So it really depends on like the way your team and your overall org is structured and where do you see the biggest potential for growth.
Totally. You know, you bring a very like interesting point about product marketing is the center point and works with three different functions in the company, which is product marketing and sales. So I had Yoni Solomon, who heads product marketing at G2, on the show a few episodes back, and he also mentioned this exact same thing. So mm-hmm. you know, it's good to, you know, have two leaders saying this. So it's
great
interesting.
Great minds think alike.
Yeah, and one more point, right? Like I've seen different, even in the same company, at different stages of the company, the product marketing function plays like a different role. Right. Like as you mentioned, when the company is really small, you want to work more with the product and the sales team to figure out the product better and the positioning better. And, you know, then you have to figure out, let's say, help the company reach the product market fit stage. Once it reaches there, now you're in the growth stage. You want to, you know, work really, you know, closely on go to market. Right. So you work with marketing then, and, you know, the goals changes and the focus of the product marketing team changes as the company goes into the growth stage and then so on. Right. Like as you go up market and as you go enterprise, the goal would become more of thought leadership and branding and, you know, and less of like, you know, just putting people or, you know, getting more top of the funnel and something like that, right? It's more about building trust and would be something else. So like as the companies grow, right? And as the goals of each of the teams that the product marketing team work with changes, so how do you make sure that, you know, you're always aligning the product marketing team functions goals with the goals of other teams? Because it's like, you know, it's like changing the tire of an F1 car, right? Like you have less time and you have four tires to change and all four are like different. I don't follow F1 a lot, but it's same analogy. I hope you get that, you know, three different functions, right? And those functions goals are also changing because of the, you know, the company is changing, right? Like the company is growing, right? And hence, since this function works with closely with three different functions who has three different goals and which keep changing as the company scales up, how do you make sure that, you know, you are not misaligned with, you know, all these three different teams, right?
Absolutely. That's a very interesting
question. That's a very big big question.
Yes.
I understand. Can't be answered
I
in
will actually
yeah.
I will actually go back to a thought that you sort of planted in my head like a few months ago when we started talking about this podcast and like discussing product marketing. And I remember you mentioned something about product marketing being like the catalyst for business growth. And I got a chance to think about it a little more. So, and correct me if have you been a science student by any chance in it?
I am a science student,
Amazing,
yeah.
amazing. Okay, so correct me if I get my 10th grade chemistry wrong here. So the role of a catalyst is to really speed up the reaction. Like
Yeah,
the
that's right.
speed is what a catalyst is contributing to this whole reaction. And in context of product marketing and business growth, will growth still happen if there's no product marketing? Probably yes. Like there's no way to say that. There's no way to say no in that case. But will a company grow faster, or does product marketing help a company grow faster? Probably yes. And that's how I see product marketing aligning with business growth in general. Like the reason product marketing as a function is able to bring different all of these other functions together is because we are very closely aligned to business growth. And I will also bring in a thought that Dharmesh shared with us. And it's kind of stuck with me for a very long time. And it's originally a very popular theory by Elon Musk, where he talks about aligning vectors. And a vector is a combination of impact and direction. So think of all of your functions, sales, marketing, product, customer success, support, all of these are vectors. So they all have their own impact, and there are different directions in which they're delivering impact. What product marketing really helps with is like aligning these vectors into the direction of business growth. Because we are so closely attached when we work with any of these functions, we're just trying to make sure that their impact is aligned with our business growth. And that's how we act as catalysts. That's the way we act as catalysts for growth. And that's the way we would that's the way we're trying to speed up business growth if like we were to talk about it in quite literal terms of a catalyst. And overall, I would say like the functions that we work with, all of them are experts in their area. Like product managers are experts in building the right product, figuring out, hey, what the users want. Similarly, marketers are marketing teams are experts in like, hey, what do we communicate to the market? What forms or what channels work with our customers the best? And customer success is like best in like making our customers succeed. But what product marketing really does is like work, understand the intricacies of all of these areas and be an expert in bringing in the voice of the customer as well as aligning all of these goals with the business growth.
Makes sense. And in your experience, right, like when you worked at Wingify and HubSpot and Zapier, right? So what challenges have you seen? Like what challenges have you faced when you're trying to align the product marketing goals with sales or with product or with marketing, right? Like if you could think of any problems or any challenges or any failures that you have seen.
Yes, I think I'll talk about challenges a little bit here. And you mentioned this point of like, hey, how do we continuously keep changing the goals of a product marketing team? Like, if we are to address all of these, like the goals will need to change. And especially for smaller organizations where we usually have like two people in product marketing or like just one person doing product marketing in the beginning, how does that goal change? And I think that was kind of my biggest challenge, being the first and the only product marketer at Wingify, is the fact that, hey, there are so many opportunity areas, and like which one do I focus on? And so that prioritization becomes the biggest challenge. Like, is sales enablement my biggest problem right now? Or like is that what I solve for first? Or do I solve for user monetization in the app first? Like all of those are product marketing areas. And I think that's where leadership comes into picture. That's where like the product marketing's role in working with executives in prioritizing these areas come into picture. So you really have to lay emphasis on the areas that where there's maximum potential for growth and prioritize them over the other versus like all of these are equally important problems to solve, and you will have to get to them one one after the other. But the prioritization is really what makes the difference in terms of how PMM delivers impact.
Makes sense. And then, like, how have you made sense of all the alignment every time, right? Like, how you're working, you start work, like, you know, as you define some goals, and then at the very early stage, right? Like, how would you define it? Because you wouldn't know what to expect, right? Like, it's as you mentioned, like, you joined Wingify in the very early stage, and you had to define what product marketing is at Wingify, right? So then when you decide goals in such a scenario, right? Like, what were the goals for you at Wingify, right? Like, for the product marketing function when you guys started this at Wingify?
Yes, I think I will talk a little bit about all of the other places I've worked with. And that's because, like, the goal setting for PMM is kind of a problem, whether you were at a startup or you were at a much mature company like HubSpot or anywhere else. And I think one common theme that I've seen working across organizations is when product marketing has a shared goal, that's when I have seen the maximum impact. And that's when I have seen PMM teams being able to deliver success and being able to deliver something. So for example, and that's what I did at Wingify. Like, we had, to begin with, we had joint goals with sales on MRR. Then we moved on to having goals, shared goals with product on activation rates and usage and product usage. And I think that approach works because PMM is, it's a team sport. Like, there's nothing a PMM will be able to do on their own completely, like if they were to let to run alone. And having shared goals actually helps in that alignment that we were talking about just earlier.
Yeah.
So that alignment is not possible if the partner or if that function that you're partnering with has their own goals to chase and you have your own goals to chase. That sort of ends up being your impact being delivered in different directions. So if you really want to align that impact in the direction of business growth and deliverables, PMM will need to have shared goals with these folks that we're supporting.
Makes sense. And since we're talking about, like, early stage companies, right? Like, I talked to a lot of, like, founders who have just raised their seed round, or, you know, are still very early stage, right? And I often, you know, like, they often tell me that I often ask them, like, what roles they're hiring for. And a product marketing role is, like, very common in, you know, almost all of them that I spoke with were hiring for a product marketing person. And that was their first product marketing hire. So just for those founders, right, like, because they do listen to the podcast. So just for those people, those founders and for anyone else as well, what are the traits to look at in any person when you're, let's say, hiring your first product marketing for the first role for product marketing, right? Like, what are, in your experience, what are the traits or what are the skills to look at, and, you know, so that they could hire and they could also make better informed decisions while they align this person's responsibilities, the different teams, as we talked, right? Sales, product, and marketing.
Yes, that's a very good question, I'd say. And I think the most important trait I would look at is how well do they understand the industry and the business? Are they able to make sense of how do we go to market? What is product market fit in this case? What is monetization going to look like? Is the founder able to have that connect with this person on more of business fundamental terms and not in sort of execution skills? I feel like execution skills is something that people will be able to come on board and learn very quick if they're willing and they have the curiosity to learn. So that's sort of easier to train and anyone will be able to come on board and do that very quickly. But I feel like having a understanding of how business works is really important, especially in like an early stage product marketing role, because that is how you will be able to identify those opportunities in different areas. You will be able to work with the leadership in identifying opportunity areas and then prioritizing, as we spoke about earlier. So I would say that's, like, the most important. And besides that, I would look for somebody who's more of a generalist in terms of skill set. being able to communicate well, write well. So I don't want somebody who can write poems, but I really want somebody who can like communicate the value of my product to the end user. So a more of a generalist approach in terms of execution, but like a very good approach in terms of understanding, business understanding is what I would look for.
Makes sense. That's really interesting. So it doesn't feel like, but we have reached the course of this episode, Smriti. Like, you know, I have a lot to talk, but, you know, we keep it around 30 minutes in total. So before we end this, let's quickly move on to the lightning round. So I have like three questions for you. As the round name says, it's lightning round. So you have to like quickly answer whatever is on top of your mind. So yeah, first one, what's the one book or podcast or any resource that you'd recommend for learning about product marketing?
Ooh, that's a tough one. I've actually relied very little on books in general, but I think the one resource, since you talked about that, I would recommend is I recently joined the Reforge series
for
growth. And it's not specific to product marketing, I would say. But I think it's like I said, like it's a very good it's a very good resource if you want to get better at business understanding and just general strategy and product growth. So I'd recommend
Makes
that.
Makes sense. Awesome. And just to, if I have to put
sorry,
in a
that
plug,
wasn't lightning fast at all.
No, I think it's okay. You have to arrive at picking one lightning fast, but then you can explain it. But yeah, just putting a plug for my friend here. So since you mentioned Reforge, right? So Reforge is very US focused, right? And since you're working at Zapier, it makes sense. But for all the folks, you know, in India, so two of my friends, Abhishek and Udyan. So Abhishek works at Cred. And Udyan works in product marketing at Razorpay. So they both run growthx.club. So in Reforge, you would get examples for companies like Zillow and like HubSpot or Pinterest. But those are very US focused, right? So those are very different like target market and different culture and different approach altogether. But what these two folks have done is they have picked companies in India and they've built a product and growth bootcamp for India. And fourth cohort that they would be running in, I think, April. So it would be interesting. If you guys want to check it out, it's growthx.club. So yeah, enough of plugs. Cool. So second question for the lightning round, like what's the one fundamental change that you're making in your job in 2021?
Wow. I'm being more deliberate about my time. And by being deliberate, I mean, do I get a chance to elaborate on that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I don't want to make sure. I don't want to be in the state where I elaborate on a lightning question. Yeah, by being deliberate, I feel like I want to distinguish between the time I'm spending in execution and like get into that mode so I'm able to improve productivity within there. And then also reserve space for a lot of strategic thinking. And because that's kind of the way my projects are shaping up for the year. At Zapier, we do like a annual planning program. So you get a fair view of what your projects are going to look like for the rest of the year. And I feel like I will need to have a lot of space to think and have those ambiguous and brainstorming discussions with a lot of the teams. So I'm trying to be more conscious, and usually those things get lost in your day-to-day.
Makes
so I'm
sense.
Trying to be more deliberate about my time and like, hey, I'm trying to segregate my calendar. Like, hey, this is the 2 hours I will spend on this, and this is the 3 hours I will spend on it and on what.
Nice. Really interesting. Cool. So last one, what's the number one thing that has helped you shorten your learning curve?
Jump into a project as soon as you can.
Mm-hmm. So like,
and that also could
doing.
Be learning by doing. I mean, I am a big fan of it. And yes, that's my way of like shortening the learning curve.
Awesome. Awesome. So yeah, thanks a lot, Smriti, for taking time and, you know, sharing all these amazing insights and your learnings with us on product marketing. And I'm really glad we could do this. Yes. Thanks a lot.
Yeah. Thanks for having me. And I really enjoyed chatting with you, Sunil.